people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also what things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. The telephone number to be with us is 866-444-3478. I want to get into what Joyce, our caller, last caller in our first hour, asked me about mulch, using hay or straw as mulch. I want to talk about that a little bit more, but David's been holding quite a while, so I'm going to talk to him first, and then we'll get into that. I need to tell you first that this hour is brought to you by the Dirt Doctor product, starting with dirtdoctor.com. And there's a tremendous amount of information that is there on the public side. My books, 16 of them, have information about all of this organic stuff. Facebook, a lot of our latest stuff, the trip that we just took that I was talking about in the first hour, to Oklahoma, to Bentonville, and to see the wonderful museum called Crystal Bridges. You can see some photographs from that trip. And then the members area is where we've got an entire slideshow video of all the artwork and the interior of Crystal Bridges, along with some other seminars and a bunch of things that we've shot in my gardens, the experimental gardens and all, in the members area on dirtdoctor.com. So check all of that out. And, of course, you also have the ability to send us questions. Not only call the show and ask me things here at 866-444-3478, but send us questions to info@dirtdoctor.com. David is in Colorado Springs. Hey, David.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. I had a soil test done on my garden, and they said my carbon to nitrogen ratio is too low.
Okay.
So I was wondering, other than burning, is there a way I can get my carbon up in my garden?
Well, burning is not particularly a good thing to do in that case. Burning is a tool. It's a good tool if you have a mismanagement situation where you've over the years let the plants, the legumes, and the forbs and the grasses grow and just fall over and oxidize instead of breaking down in the proper cycle. In that case, when you have all that fuel built up on the ground, burning can be a great tool. In general, I think it's probably overused, especially by people who do it on a regular basis. The best way to build a carbon in the soil. By the way, who did the soil test that you have?
I sent it up to Colorado State University.
Okay. It's interesting that they made that kind of comment, because that's certainly part of the organic program, is building the carbon in the soil, because that's the food for microorganisms, and that's how the natural fertility is released and everything works so well. It's what's wrong with synthetic fertilizers. They burn the carbon out of the soil. And so that may have happened on your property from prior owners or something like that. To build the carbon back quickly, what you want to do is stimulate the biological activity in the soil. The waste and the dead bodies of beneficial microbes in the soil is the most significant way to build the carbon in the soil.
Okay.
And so everything that I recommend, every organic tool we have, from bed preparation materials, compost, rock powders, sugars, especially sugars on the front end, will fire up bacteria growth in the soil, and their life cycle and death adds to that carbon better than anything you can do. The other things, the physical way to do it is to add compost, add humic acid products, you know, that are available from the people that sell organic tools. The Garrett Juice Spray, see, is a liquid that all the ingredients in it, the compost or the liquid humate, the molasses, the seaweed, and all the other ingredients, depending on which formula you use, every part of that formula builds the carbon in the soil, and that's why we like to use it on a regular basis. So the answer to your question is just use the basic organic program that we recommend. Put out sugar on the front end. Dry molasses will probably stimulate what we're talking about here faster and more efficiently than anything you can do, and you're okay. Off and running.
Okay. Is there a danger of getting too much carbon?
It would be pretty tough. You can grow plants in 100% compost, for example, and that's a pretty high level of carbon, obviously.
Uh-huh.
It's a balance of carbon to nitrogen is needed. If it's all carbon and all wood products, all cellulose, you know, something like that, and no protein at all, you're going to have a problem. But most of the compost and most of the soil that we build with these techniques that we're talking about here, there will be plenty of protein, which gives you the nitrogen part of the puzzle. It just comes along for the ride.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you very much.
I appreciate your call. And that leads, well, two things. One is we've got open lines for you now, so give us a call at 1-866-444-3478. The other thing is that leads right into what I wanted to talk about, that Joyce and I started talking about on the air. She said that her tree guy wanted to use straw or hay as a mulch. I forget which one she said, but that's a good thing because that's what I wanted to talk about. I don't like either one of those as a mulch compared to the shredded tree trimmings, which is what I said there as we ran out of time. Shredded tree trimmings mean that you have a mulch that is shredded. It has kind of fibrous edges, and that's good to help hold it in place on a slope, which she had. And when you use shredded tree trimmings, that means that you have a mixture of exactly what David was talking about, carbon and nitrogen in the mulch. The reason you do is you have the cellulose and the bark and the dry and dead part of it, if there were some dead limbs in the pruning that was done. But you also have protein. You also have green stuff. You have the buds and the cambium layer and some green stem and leaf tissue and things like that that were in the tree trimmings too. So you have that balance of carbon to nitrogen that was in that tree or the shrub that was trimmed up. And that's why I like shredded native tree trimmings or shrub trimmings, either one, any woody material, as the very best mulch you can have. Now, the one that Joyce asked me about that her tree guy was recommending, she probably said hay. Hay and straw are different. Hay is mowed and baled material that's growing and living. You know, it might be Bermuda grass. In fact, it is a lot. A lot of the hay that's sold is Bermuda grass. Coastal Bermuda grass are common or a mixture of the two. But it could also be clovers or alfalfa or vetches or things like that. The broadleafs, the clovers and vetches and alfalfa, would be a pretty good choice because there's not, at least yet, they haven't genetically modified, they're talking about genetically modifying alfalfa, but I don't know that that's actually in place yet. So that means that there's not a real high possibility that herbicides have been sprayed on those broadleaf plants that were turned into hay. So you wouldn't have the residual herbicides in the mulch that you're using that could hurt your plants. See what I mean? On the other hand, hay that is grass, that's Bermuda grass or coastal, there's a very high percentage of chances that it has been sprayed in the past with picloram and with clopyrrolid, or something like that, that's another recalcitrant herbicide. In other words, it's persistent. It's going to stay there. Won't even break down very fast in compost. So when you put that hay out, you're putting out, chances are, you're putting out some herbicide along with it. And that can especially be a problem in your vegetable garden, your herb garden, and things like that. Straw, on the other hand, is a completely different animal. Straw is the stems. After hay has been harvested, or the seed heads have been harvested off barley, wheat, and things like that, the stems that are left are cut in a second cutting. And so you've got these this material that's basically a bunch of stems, which has a lot less nutrient value. It's less nutritious and less palatable to animals for feeding, and it still has some potential to be contaminated if it's some genetically modified crop. You know, it could have been sprayed with Roundup, or it could have been sprayed with the combination product that I still need to talk to you a little bit about. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back. You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, and they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor, Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
Concerned about drought? Think Hydrotain. When you're planting new shrubs, trees, flowers, or sod, think Hydrotain. Want to reduce your water bill? Think Hydrotain. After years of commercial use by golf courses, nurseries, sod farms, and top landscapers, Hydrotain is now available to you. Hydrotain allows you to water up to 50% less and maintain healthy, great-looking plants and turf. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain, or order directly from Hydrotain.com. That's HYDRETAIN.com.
Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega, new from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil, the richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month, and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Telephone number to be on the show is 1-866-444-3478. One of the things I forgot to mention about the Dirt Doctor information is the newsletter. We have a newsletter that's weekly, and it's free. All you have to do is fill out the form that's on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com or just send us an email. We just need to know that you would like it, and you'll get it. It's a one-subject-at-a-time newsletter and cover a lot of interesting things, sometimes very specific and sometimes more wide-ranging. The one this week, the one that's just now going out, is very specific. I was asked by a listener to comment on an olive tree, a wild olive tree, and it just so happens that one grows, in more than one, in front of the Alamo in San Antonio, and I've had pictures of these trees in my plant books for some time, and so we did kind of an updated version of that and put it out as the newsletter. It's one that you're going to need to live at least as southern as San Antonio to grow, but those of you in that zone and lower, it is a very beautiful plant to consider, this wild olive, and you can see the pictures in my tree book or on the website, but the new newsletter goes into it in a little bit more detail for you and shows another reason we did that was to show that a lot of the plants, especially the trees, we've covered in that same kind of detail on DirtDoctor.com. You go into the library, big yellow button on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com, and everything is in alphabetical order there. Julie in Dallas is next up. Hello, Julie.
Hi, Howard. I have a question about, it's probably a 20-year-old rosemary bush, nice big centerpiece of my herb garden, and just lately it's turning brown, and I'm afraid I'm going to lose it. The stems turn brown from the ground up, and I haven't seen any insects or no infestation, and my husband says I should just prune it down to the ground, but I'm afraid it won't come back. And I'm wondering what I can do for it.
Well, that's not real uncommon with rosemary. People,
really?
Yeah, tend to do one of two things after they've been around for a long time and they look like they're bulletproof. Rosemary is sensitive about having too much water, and it's sensitive about having not enough water, both. It has an interesting root system. And I learned about it, I guess, from the first one I ever grew in a pot, and then started moving it up to bigger sizes. And we had one that got really big back in the part of our garden where the big bay was growing and the pomegranate got shaded out, and it started having the same kind of thing, big heavy amounts of it dying back in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And from in our standpoint, we just started over with new rosemary plants in two or three different areas. But what I would recommend that you do, Julie, is get a probe, and you can buy a pipe probe, a commercial probe that has the yellow fiberglass shaft and a bullet on the end and rubber handles. It's really easy to use. Or you can go the cheap route, which I do. I do both, actually. And that is take an old golf club and break the head off of it.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that before.
Yeah, saw it off at an angle is the best way. And probe that soil around that rosemary. And I think you're going to find out which way you've got a problem.
Yeah, I know it's not too much water because I don't have any irrigation systems or anything, and I rarely water the herb garden because it always looks so good.
Yeah, that's where you get tricked with rosemary, because when it starts looking bad from the ground really getting dry from this drought that we've had kind of off and on. But
it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late. The root system's already been damaged, and you may lose the plant, I'm afraid to tell you.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to go buy a huge one.
Well, you can buy some pretty good size ones in the garden centers. Be a little bit careful with that, because if you buy a rosemary at this point in time that's been really babied and protected in a greenhouse kind of a situation, and put it out, and then we get some early, really cold weather.
Winter, yeah.
You're going to need to, at the same time you buy the rosemary, buy some floating row cover.
Okay.
So that if we have a dramatic change from being really warm to dropping, you know, to extremely cold temperatures, it'll take a rosemary out that just came from a greenhouse pretty quickly, unless you protect it a little bit. And floating row cover just draped over it, give you 4 or 5 degrees protection, and be a good thing for you to have anyway.
Okay, and if I buy more than one, how far apart would I have to plant them? Do they need pretty much room when you get more than one?
Well, you know, the herbs, the woody herbs especially, and a lot of native plants, we've found that they really like to have their space.
Okay.
And if you look at plants in a xeric situation, you know, desert plants or in a semi-desert situation, you'll notice that that's what goes on out in the wild. The plant is kind of by itself, and the reason is those roots go out beyond the drip line.
Sure.
And that plant kind of likes that area to itself, and they tend to do a little bit better like that. Lavender would be in that same category, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So my answer to you is with rosemary and some of the other more xeric-type plants, even though you may have let this one dry to death, plant them a little farther apart, and I think you'll see them do better.
Okay. Thanks, Howard.
Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye.
And we got open lines. Jump on here. 1-866-444-3478. That website, again, dirtdoctor.com. And once more, that free newsletter. Just fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com or send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with GaraJuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, GaraJuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, but did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body, and elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation.
Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Bud is in Irving, Texas. Hey, Bud.
How you doing there, Howard? How are you hitting them?
Well, not that well. My score is terrible. I'm hitting good shots, but too many bad ones. How about your game?
My arthritis is so bad, I haven't played in almost a year.
That's what I ought to do. Take off. I've got shoulder problems, and I keep going out and playing and irritating them again. So,
I've had two hip replacements, knees, shoulders. Other than that, I can't get sound a toothache. I feel fine. I was at one of my gardens yesterday, and I watered the anthills. I found them. I give up on everything else. Anyway, a guy came over there and told me something. He heard that club soda, if you pour that down anthills, that gets rid of them. You ever hear that?
Yeah, that's been on the internet and flying around for several years. It doesn't seem to work all that well to me, but we've had some of the listeners try it and send me reports that they didn't see very good work. What kind of ants are you trying to deal with? You have fire ants?
These aren't fire ants. They're just the big ants in the hills are tremendous. I mean, they're like 3 feet across, you know, in diameter, and holy cow.
And it's kind of a big bare area with a bunch of seed thrown around it.
It's grass, and then there's my fence, and then my garden's on the other side. But they come down that hill, and you can see the road that they come down on. And I finally gave up to VFW. I had a garden over there in Irving, but the ants were so bad, I just finally gave up. That was really bad.
Now, are these ants that are going on the plants and taking the foliage and taking it back to their mound?
They're coming into the garden. I don't see them taking anything off the plants or anything, but I'm losing a lot of, you know, stuff like watermelon died, cucumbers died, and I'm saying, holy cow.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out here. Are they doing the damage to plants? If they're doing damage, you'd see tissue, plant tissue being eaten away.
Yeah.
And taken away.
I don't really see any of that.
Okay,
they're all over the place.
I don't think the ants are doing that. One thing that's going on right now, and I've even seen it in my own gardens, there are some ants there that a lot of people are mistaking for fire ants, but they're not. There's several different species that are around. They don't build the fire ant looking mound. They build, it looks like, they're kind of lower and scattered around, and then some of them don't seem to be building any mounds at all. There's just ants crawling around all over the place. Well, with the exception of the Texas leaf-cutting ant, which we don't have in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, that happens down farther south, and the fire ant, there's really no damage that the ants out there on the site are doing. They can be a nuisance, but they're really not doing anything harmful. In fact, working in the soil, they probably have a beneficial quality. Now, you can kill them.
Yeah, they aerate the soil.
Yeah, you can kill them. You can kill them with the spinosad products right now. I mean, the products work, and they work in a hurry. I don't like spraying liquid spinosad all over the place because it'll disorient honeybees.
Yeah, but I don't use any chemicals.
Well, if you want to get rid of the ants, if they're enough of a problem, I'd put out dry molasses first. That'll get rid of the fire ants and sometimes some of the other ant species as well.
Yeah.
And then if that doesn't work, use the granulated spinosad products or use a liquid product, but keep the spray down low and not drifting all over the garden, and that'll knock them out.
What exactly is that spinosad stuff you're talking about? What is that?
It's actually made from originally from a bacteria. It's a microorganism-based product, and it's an acceptable organic tool. It's just
I did use dry molasses. When my daughter used to live, they had a huge backyard, and they had a couple of anthills back there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any gardener, but I did get rid of them with that dry molasses.
Oh, it works great. Now, the other thing that you could do, too, if you make your own Garrett juice or if you use a commercial product, either one, add about 2 ounces of orange oil to each gallon of Garrett juice spray and spray it around, and it'll kill them and repel them as well.
Okay. All right, I was in Salt Lake City at my son's, and I brought back a bunch of tomatoes from a huge garden up there.
Uh-huh.
I got about a month's supply of tomatoes for salads. That's awesome. Yeah, got to see that garden.
All right, I hope it was organic.
It was. Oh yeah.
All right. Okay.
Thanks
you, bud.
Yeah, my.
I appreciate the call. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Mark's in Plano. Hey, Mark.
Hey. Got a question that's been dogging us all through since last spring when after that hard winter, the St. Augustine, we fertilized in around March, April, and it kind of greened up, but we got a whole bunch of it sporadically all over the yard, front, back, sides, yellow-tipped. And we thought, oh, well, typically that means it needs iron, so we get out there and we hit it with iron, which made it worse. And then I hit it out. The wife had me aerate the soil. And then we tried adding a little bit more fertilizer, and that made it worse. Then we started wondering, well, there's something else wrong. And we started doing research, and we almost got the impression, well, maybe there's something else. We did some research, and we started adding compost, thinking there was something else in terms of the soil content, a fungus or something. And we had kind of limited results. Still hasn't really recovered yet this year. It's in fact, we replaced a whole section beside the driveway, and it came back again.
Well, you could have some fungal diseases. You could have the start of what's called take-all patch. And no matter what the case is, putting out some kind of organic fertilizer right now is probably going to do you as much good as anything you can do. Mark, and you've got choices of things like Maestro Grows Texas Tea or Green Sense or the Medina product that's a good blend. All of those products have some alfalfa in them, which I like a lot. I think it's an important part of an unorganic fertilizer. And it sounds like you've been using some synthetic things in the past. I don't recommend any iron products, for example, other than Texas green sand or just regular green sand. Green sand is a natural material, has a real high level of iron in it, along with other trace minerals. And if you haven't used it before, broadcasting it along with one of the blend organic fertilizers might be a good idea. And this could be really good timing to turn your turf around.
Organic fertilizer, stick with those. Okay.
Yeah, don't do the synthetic things because they are too high nitrogen. They're salts. They have a very poor complement of trace minerals, and they don't have any carbon at all. And that's what we're trying to do is build carbon and build biological activity in the soil, and that's what gives you that long-term healthy nutrition. So it's a great time to start here in the fall.
Okay. Okay. Very good. That sounds great.
All right.
Thanks.
Appreciate your call. And if you do biological products in addition to the organic fertilizers, things like the BioSI bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus products, or if you use the Garrett juice from Maestro Grow that contains the bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus, something like that, if that fits your budget, that really speeds up the process. It really helps develop that biological activity in the soil and helps you get where you want to be. 866-444-3478, Loretta in Paris, Texas, I assume. Hi, Loretta.
Good morning. I have a question and an answer.
Okay.
My daughter lives in a complex, and the roaches kept coming over. She went online and got a recipe for some roach killer. It's three parts of boric acid and one part of powdered sugar. You mix it together thoroughly, and it will get rid of roaches and ants. And my neighbor had a big ant bed, and I said, well, do you want me to try some of that on your ant bed? And she said, sure. And the ant bed was pretty good size, and it was just working alive with ants. I put that mixture on the ant bed. The next morning, I only saw three ants. What I'm wondering is, will the boric acid be a detriment to growing plants in a garden if you use it in a garden area?
Well, that's exactly what I was going to bring up if you hadn't have asked about it. Boric acid is a tool that, you know, we've recommended for a long time, but we primarily have recommended it for use inside the house. The baits that you make from boric acid and sugars and various kinds of things, we've got several different formulas on dirtdoctor.com. They work very well to attract and kill ants and roaches and things in the house. Outside, I don't like using boric acid products, Loretta, because boric acid is soluble, for one thing, so it'll zip right down through the soil and end up in the water stream eventually. But in the short term, it's destructive to the beneficial life in the soil and things that, you know, we don't want to hurt. So I think boric acid is a tool that can be used judiciously inside, but I don't like using it outdoors.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, because I wasn't sure whether it would be safe to use it if you're going to grow plants, whether it would damage them or
it becomes a herbicide outside if it's used at a certain level. And if you use it over and over again, you're going to find at some point that in that area where you've used a bunch of it, you have trouble growing plants.
Yeah, you did on her ant bed. It only took just a little bit. It didn't even take a fourth of a cup of the mixture.
Well, it'll work well, but on the other hand, you could do the same thing with organic liquid mixture like fish and seaweed or the entire Garrett juice formula and put 2 ounces of orange oil in it and drench with that, and it'll kill them too. And it won't. Not only will it not hurt the soil, but the orange oil and the Garrett juice has a detox effect and has a good fertilizing effect.
Okay. So, well, that's what I was wondering about, because I wasn't sure whether it would do damage to the soil or anything you grew later on.
Well, it will, and it will also damage the water stream if you use it over and over again, because it's soluble and it just goes right down through like synthetic fertilizers do.
Yeah, well, that big, huge ant bed, we only needed it once, and I mean, they were gone.
Well, that's good. It's just that there's a few less toxic things that you can do next time as well. But I'm glad it worked for you.
Okay, thank you.
Talk to you later. Howard Garrett, yep. The Dirt Doctor. The telephone number to be with us here is 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. And if you haven't checked it out, check out the photographs on our Facebook. It's facebook.com/TheDirtDoctor.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system, because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at biositechnology.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes.
Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, back to the phones here. Howard Garrett with you, and it's Barbara's turn, calling from 660 here in the DFW area. What's up, Barbara?
I have a neighbor who has a serious flea problem, and she's just devastated with them, and she came to my house, and I don't have pets, and then I had fleas the next day, and All that I know that she's used is just a little container of powder that you'd sprinkle on a cat. So what suggestion do you have to rid the house of fleas?
Well, there's a couple of things to do, Barbara. Does this friend have cats that are indoors and outdoors?
They were, but she put them outdoors.
They're totally outdoors?
Yes.
Well, the fleas are probably out there more so than they are in the house. So even though it's primarily a house problem and a personal problem, I think the long-term solution would be to apply beneficial nematodes to the site outside. And this is a cool part of the year, and the fall is a great time to do that. Now, now that helps you with the long-term problem. The short-term problem of the ones that are already in the house, she can go to the stores that sell organic products and buy some orange oil or D-limonene, which is the extract of orange oil. And you can mix that in a quart spray bottle, put about an ounce per quart, a pretty strong mixture. And you can spray and you can clean surfaces. You can put some in the laundry when the clothes are being washed. It can be used all around. You just don't want to put it on real good quality wood that's been painted and leave it there. It's a solvent, and it will hurt a paint finish if you leave it on too heavily and use it too much. But it will not only clean very well, make the place smell terrific, but it'll kill the fleas effectively in the house.
Carpet.
It won't hurt it at all unless you poured it on there and overdid it, but spraying it on the carpet and wiping it up is no problem at all.
Okay, 1 ounce to 1 quart of water.
Well, what we normally use outside for killing insects is 2 ounces per gallon of water, because We don't want it to be so strong that it would burn plants. In the house, when you're trying to control fleas and other pests, you can mix it much stronger and go up to as strong as about an ounce per quart.
Okay, well, to get rid of them in my house, a neighbor gave me something she had left over when she had fleas. It's orthoborate.
Well, that may be a boric acid product. Do you have it there in front of you?
No, she just gave me some, and I'm using it in my house.
Okay. It's probably boric acid. If it's orthoboric acid, that's fine. We talked about it earlier as being a tool that you can use inside the house. You can dust it in the carpet and then vacuum it up. You can dust it in cracks and crevices around. I would do the orange oil spraying and cleaning really well everywhere first, and then dust some of that powder if it's boric acid after that. And those combination of those two things ought to take care of the fleas for you.
Okay, so you could just go buy plain boric acid and sprinkle it on there.
Well, that's what it is. Boric acid is orthoboric acid, so I think that's probably what you have. But make sure it is and not some toxic chemical from the Ortho Chemical Company or something.
Okay, because I've already put it down in my house, but I haven't vacuumed it.
All right. Well, I hope it was boric acid.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck, Barbara. Yeah, it's a little confusing when you hear that word ortho in front of something. You're like, is that a toxic chemical from one of the big bad guys? No, it could be just boric acid. Open line for you. If you want to jump in here real quick at 866-444 3478 to Dallas, once again, 660, it's Ann Marie. Hi, Ann Marie.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling about grubworm.
Okay.
I need to know how to treat my front yard.
How do you know you got grubworm problems?
Well, I got brown patches, and I've got, when I water, the water just stands, it doesn't soak in, it just runs off.
Well, you could have grubworm problems. You could have brown patch. Tell me about your fertility program. What kind of fertilizer you've been using?
I haven't fertilized my front yard in a while. I use molasses on my potted plants.
Okay. Well, that's a while. When was the last time you fertilized the yard?
When was the last time we fertilized? Last year? Probably last year.
Okay. Well, I was suspicious it might be brown patch rather than grubs, but if you're not fertilizing and not watering too much, that's unlikely that that's the culprit. So grub worms are a possibility, I guess.
I'm finding when I dig up or when I pull up weeds in the middle of the yard or all over the yard,
uh-huh.
I'm finding little bitty ones. I'm not finding a whole lot, but...
Yeah, that doesn't sound like it's the problem to me. If you want to kill whatever grub worms are there, get the beneficial nematodes like I was recommending for the fleas on the previous call. It's a perfect time of year to do that and get some good control. But if you've got some disease issues going on there, I would spray with Garrett Juice, maybe the Garrett Juice Pro that has the microbes in it.
That's what I was thinking, but I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, and then put out a light application of cornmeal. Too, whole ground cornmeal, and I think you get everything under control.
Okay, well, if I do have the brown patch, that would clear that?
Yeah, that's what I would do to control it.
Okay, and there's directions on all of this?
You bet, on the website and on the products in most cases, too. Let me put you on hold and talk off the air a second. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, be back with you on most stations right after this.